Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is the song that Alien Ant Farm remade.
You're talking about the better version, right?
It drives me crazy when I hear someone say the Alien Ant Farm version of Smooth Criminal is better than the MJ version. Drives me crazy.
It is better, though.
I mean, it's so much worse. The fact that it was ever a moderate hit is shocking to me.
A moderate hit. You're calling maybe one of the most famous rock songs
yeah.
of the early 2000s a moderate hit?
It was a moderate hit at best, and it is 1/20th of the MJ version of Smooth Criminal.
I would bet.
It's criminal that people consider the Alien Ant Farm version to be a superior version. But that shows to me everything that's wrong with your generation.
I would bet more people know the Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, for the love of God. Don't even finish that thought.
They know the Alien Ant Farm version more than they know the Michael Jackson version. I would bet more people know it.
More people on that school bus that Crowder suggested you take? It drives me crazy that young people like that song better than the MJ version.
So what, you would take a steamboat to school back in the day?
I'd take a steamboat, that's right. But it was the regular size, and it didn't have tinted windows.
I'm trying to look it up right now, like chart performance.
Oh, don't even. I mean, that's embarrassing. Against Michael Jackson, you're gonna compare Alien Ant Farm to Michael Jackson.
But I'm not.
In any way, shape, or form.
I'm not. Michael Jackson.
Well, you are.
Michael Jackson is by far the better artist. There is no discussion there.
But I'm saying anything that he did, to compare anything he did, including a bowel movement, with anything that Alien Ant Farm did, is heresy.
Hawk, one song. One song is all I'm telling you Alien Ant Farm did better. They improved it, and the music video, better than any Michael Jackson music video also.
Oh, no. You've gone too far.
That was the line, Jimmy.
That was the line.
That was the line. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, but he's just proven that you can't trust anything you hear coming out of his mouth, but he's going to give you the headlines anyway. Brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Was that song, Mike, when Michael Jackson released that, was that one of his biggest hits? Not even trolling here. Because I would imagine it wasn't. Like, I'm familiar with Michael Jackson's biggest hits, right? We play them all the time on this show.
Sure.
And I don't recall that one being one of those that
went
mega viral.
That's how prolific he was.
Okay,
and that's how terrible Alien Ant Farm is.
But why are they terrible? They made a song that
because
nobody would listen
moderate
to.
Hit. They're no.
They made
not
a song
that nobody listened to.
Nobody listened
great,
to it.
I mean, that's absurd, first of all. What you're saying there is absurd. You asked if it was one of Michael Jackson's biggest hits.
Mm-hmm.
And Billie Jean and Wanna Be Starting Something, mm-hmm, and Shake Your Body. I can go down the list.
Right.
Beat It. It's not one of his biggest hits because, mm-hmm, he's that prolific.
Right.
Alien Ant Farm is a nobody group that took one of the most famous songs of a generation, tried to make it their own, failed, and it was the only thing that they ever did. But name me another Alien Ant Farm song.
I can't, and I'm not interested in doing it. You can't say they took one of the most famous songs of a generation after telling me that it was an automatic skip on Michael Jackson's albums.
Like, no one said that.
Nah, well, it sounded like that's what
you were saying.
It was
one of the biggest hits. I believe Smooth Criminal was on the Bad album, and it was not an automatic skip. I'm just telling you that if you go through the Thriller album, you're going to find seven songs bigger than that. That doesn't make it any less of a successful hit. It makes you more insane.
That song, by the way, achieved 1 billion views. Michael Jackson's Virgin on YouTube, making it the fifth of Jackson's videos to reach his milestone of 1 billion views.
Alien Ant Farm is just behind our most recent interview with Gino Toretta for views on YouTube.
I'll dig into the numbers. We'll get to the bottom
of
this.
Yeah, dig into the numbers a little bit.
Okay.
Would you like me to read some of the text to you?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is Soleno crazy? I punch Solana through the radio. The song is still in freaking rotation on radio stations.
So was Alien Ant Farm's version.
No, it's not.
104.3 The Shark, they play it every
Who's
day.
Who's still playing it?
104.3 The Shark plays it every day.
Okay, check their ratings. Hawk wins this one easy. I'm a 37-year-old black man. I've never heard of Aliens Ant Farm.
Missing out.
Did Alien Ant Farm do another song?
Don't know. Don't care. They made one great song.
For the Love of God.
I think that guy's on my side. I think it's what happened when Rihanna covered Paul McCartney and made a song with him. A bunch of people learned about Paul McCartney. I think that's what happened in the early 2000s or late 90s. Whenever Alien Ant Farm released that song, they learned about Michael Jackson. They're like, wow, this Michael Jackson guy has some hits.
Tua gets a concussion. It affects Solana. Solana is so effing dumb.
Did they make another song, Alien Ant Farm?
That was their only hit.
Yeah, we've established that, Jimmy. I know, but I'm genuinely asking if they had another song. I don't know.
All right, Vejmir.
This is just one of those things, though. Like, you grew up in the 80s. You cape up for things made in the 80s. Oh,
no,
Michael Jackson.
Not at all.
Without,
not at all.
Without
but,
just.
But this one is so clear cut. One being better, one being so far inferior to the original.
So you just don't like rock music. That's fine. I mean, we could agree
it's
on that.
It's not even rock music. Nobody knows what Alien Ant Farm was doing in their version of the song.
They were making a badass song, man.
No, okay.
They took a song. They took
Take
a
out
song.
One of those two words. They were either making an ass song or a bad song.
They were
not making a badass song.
They were making a song that, again, automatic skip on one of Michael Jackson's albums. All right. You know, you hit. Sometimes you miss. No biggie.
Right. You miss on the billion watched video.
Still the king of pop. Nobody's disagreeing with it. And then they made it better. They made it more popular. We'll ask Ashley O. I'll text her. I'll see what she has to say about this.
Okay, please. I'm Google searching, why is Alien Ant Farm terrible? Just want to see what comes up.
There's a couple Reddit threads. I wish I knew Jimmy was going to play that song. There's a couple Reddit threads of why Alien Ant Farm made Smooth Criminal better. And I wish I had read through that before, because I would have came prepared with a much better argument. See, this person writes, I love Michael Jackson and his music. He's the GOAT. However, there's something about that up-tempo beat that just sounds better. Man, you're on an island on this one. Sorry, Hawk. You're on an island on this one.
Yeah.
So am I doing headlines here? I've been waiting for you to toss to headlines, or are you just going to continue ripping me on my Alien
Ant? I already tossed the headlines. I already did the sponsor.
Oh, all right. My bad. All right.
Somebody says, no, are you serious right now? You're referencing 104.3. Your show has more views and listening audience than 104.3. Kind of. Well, they're our sister station. I take no issue with them. I love Ashley O.
So the Dolphins win last night. Hawk, people want to call me stupid. That's fine. All right, because you guys don't understand music. That's fine. Go ahead. But do you see what this Colin Cowherd did yesterday? And it's funny what he's doing now to try to make up for it.
Oh, so, did he acknowledge it?
So yesterday, for those of you who missed it, Colin Cowherd, he's talking to his co-host on his show and on The Herd. And they're talking about the Dolphins game. And at one point he's like, oh, is Christian Wilkins going to end up playing tonight, by the way, for the Finns? And his co-host is like, well, the injury report comes out a little bit later. We'll find out.
We won't know till game time.
Mm-hmm. Like they just have no idea Christian Wilkins is on the Las Vegas Raiders.
And so, I will say, I've made that mistake a million times.
Yeah.
We don't know who plays for what team. We did that. So we're not holding ourselves up as experts. They do. We're not holding ourselves up as experts at all, because they know way more about sports than we ever will.
I just made an argument for a song I've heard three times in my entire life. Should tell you everything you need to know about our show. But today, Joe Schad tweets out, Colin Cowherd says the Miami Dolphins win on Monday night may, quote, turn around a franchise. And you know what he's doing there, because he's been a Tua detractor for a long time. Like,
he's got to take the heat off.
Right. And Dolphins fans came at him yesterday hard. And Cowherd, who I happen to like, doesn't like to admit he's wrong. Usually just moves ahead, forges ahead. Today, appealing to the Miami Dolphins fans, trying to win back Dolphins fans for being dead wrong yesterday by saying, you know what? Maybe this season's not over at 3-6.
But he's not incorrect, though.
He's not, but I think it's an easy thing to do the day after one win, after losing three straight, Hawk, because I'm with you. I tweeted last night, man, I know I shouldn't, but I'm buying back into this Dolphins team. I had fun last night. That's all. That was my mindset. If they lost yesterday, the next eight games are miserable. Like, what are we watching them for? And yesterday I'm watching the game. I'm genuinely enjoying myself. I'm having fun watching this team. I don't want that to end. So I'm bought back in. I think, who knows what happens? They win the next two, they're 6-6. Who knows, right? But the reality is they're not making the playoffs, right? They're just not.
I don't know. I mean, the teams that you showed us yesterday who were on the bubble with them, I think they're a better team. Now, are they going to make any noise in the playoffs? That's a whole different conversation. But could I see them making the playoffs? I could, and that is a weird thing to say at 3-6. But I will tell you this, and I do believe this. I think they're going to look really good against the Raiders and the Patriots, because they're not a bad team. They haven't had a really good game all season long. Right? I mean, literally, haven't had a really good game. They squeaked by New England in the first one, right? They barely beat Jacksonville. Like, they've had some okay games. They were okay against Buffalo. They were okay last night, like good enough to win. But I think they're going to look really good the way that they kind of looked last season against Vegas and New England. And then I think the hype is going to be there. Now, can the team actually match what the hype could be? That is a different story.
Because they play three games. Their schedule is, you read it earlier in the show, Mina Kimes points out, they have the second easiest schedule the rest of the way, which is crazy considering we all thought the end of the schedule was a gauntlet. But half those teams ended up being garbage. But they still have to play the Niners. They still have to play the Texans on the road. And they still have to play Green Bay at Green Bay after these next two games on Thanksgiving Day. They're going to have to win, what, one of those three at least, Hawk? At least? If not two or three to go to the playoffs? It just, I don't want to be the guy that's like, they're going to do it. They're going to go seven of their next eight and make the playoffs, because I know how it ends, and it's me just being miserable again.
That same texter, I can't tell if they're a 104.3 defender or detractor. I'm having such a tough time here. Tags, if you have to reference 104.3 to make your point, where do you go from there? It's a loser, and you know it. What's a my point is a loser, or the station's a loser?
I think he's pointing me. He's sending that in terms of what I said, which was, I'll ask Ashley O from 104.3 The Shark to have a ruling on our debate. And he's saying, if I have to go to 104.3, then my point is a loser. Sir?
Oh, interesting. Well, texter, no one understands what you're texting.
And there will
Can you be more clear, please?
There will be zero Ashley O slander on this radio station.
Not on this show. Not while I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm coming in for the potluck tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now, Kenny Walker, on the other hand, from 102.7 The Beach, that, you know.
Guy's a bastard.
The Heat tonight, they're in Detroit. First NBA Cup game. Jimmy Butler is going to be out. I'm already seeing all the... Somebody stopped me in the gym today. His name is Art. Loves our show, Hawk, and stopped me in the gym. He said, hey, I think it's time the Heat trade Jimmy Butler, because they won a game without Jimmy Butler.
Sure.
And I'm seeing this a lot.
Yeah, they got the formula. No Butler. Jovich off the bench.
Jimmy could return at some point, but the Heat are going to play at Detroit today. Then they play at the Pacers on Friday. That's another NBA Cup game. And then they finish out their road trip Sunday in Indiana again. So two straight against the Pacers. The Panthers will play two straight versus the New Jersey Devils tonight. Or tonight and then Thursday.
Gotcha.
Are you going to the game?
I'm not going tonight. I haven't decided about Thursday. I am going to the potluck tomorrow, though, at the radio station. Jimmy, are you bringing something to the potluck tomorrow?
I'll be bringing... Pumpkin rolls. You'll see what they are tomorrow. They're delicious.
All right.
What are you bringing, Solana?
I haven't written anything down. There seems to be an issue here because everybody's taking something that I could take.
Right. Well, I'm bringing Yoo-hoo.
Huh?
I'm bringing Yoo-hoo chocolate drink.
For who?
For everyone at the potluck.
who's drinking Yoo-hoo at a potluck, Hawk?
The people who want to drink the Yoo-hoo, because I'm bringing it. I changed the game.
But in what way would Yoo-hoo make a potluck a better experience?
Oh my God! In what way wouldn't it?
Brown water.
You've obviously never had Yoo-hoo.
They still make Yoo-hoo?
Oh, for the love of God.
No, seriously, what are you bringing tomorrow?
Yoo-hoo. Go look at the sign-up list.
You're not there's
a whole bunch of different categories.
You're not bringing
I'm in the
tomorrow.
Other category. I can show you. It's in my fridge. It's getting chilled. I've got Yoo-hoo.
That shouldn't
I'm bringing Yoo-hoo.
It shouldn't be in the other category. It should be in the crazy category. And the only other dummy who's going to drink it is you and Kenny Walker. I mean, these guys are going to be pounding yous tomorrow.
All right. See what your what your loser dish generates.
I made mashed potatoes last year. Remember, I made those homemade mashed potatoes that everybody
yeah,
loved.
I do. You bought the refrigerated mashed potatoes, put them in a dish.
Microwavable mashed potatoes happen to be delicious. They really are. They really are. Yep. You can't tell that they're frozen and filled with preservatives.
I can't wait to drink a Yoo-hoo tomorrow. Crack open a can. Mm.
That is crazy, man. That's diabolical. You're seriously showing up with a Yoo-hoo tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. I already bought it.
But can't you just do... I mean, Jimmy's taking pumpkin rolls. Nobody's going to eat those, but at least it makes sense.
How does Yoo-hoo not make sense? It's chocolatey, it's a drink, and it's delicious.
For a Thanksgiving Day potluck.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't drink? You don't drink at the potluck? You can't have a liquid?
Yeah, but it's a Thanksgiving Day potluck. How does Thanksgiving and Yoo-hoo, what do they have in common?
Well, what does Coke have in common with Thanksgiving?
It's a soft beverage. It's a normal soft beverage.
Yeah, and so is Yoo-hoo.
Okay. I see what's happening here, though, because you are protesting Thanksgiving this year. You've made that very
clear. What are you talking about? I'm taking Thanksgiving to the next level. I'm not buying into all your garbage. Oh, it's got to be gravy, and it's got to be a pumpkin roll. I'm expanding everyone's horizons. Trust me, everyone listening who's having a potluck wishes I was coming to theirs.
What'd you think of Tua in... I guess it's not a ski mask, right? But he had like the full head covering. With
yeah,
the
I don't know
covering.
Why he was wearing that. Seemed like it was warm there. I don't know. I was slightly confused.
It's an indoor stadium.
Yeah.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, partly cloudy in South Florida. So is this storm, is it imminent? Like, is it going to be, is it forecasted to be a tropical storm
no,
or a depression?
It all the, like, and again, it's not mainstream weather right now that's reporting this because it's so far out, but these, you know, these super geeky storm people are saying that this thing, it's called, it'll be Tropical Storm Sarah and then Hurricane Sarah. It will develop and could very well form essentially in the Gulf, take a hard right turn and hit the west coast of Florida in the middle of next week.
Damn.
But we're over a week away, so you won't, I don't think, see anything till, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right. Good thing is you're prepared. You have a box of Yoo-hoo at home.
Well, it's going to be gone after tomorrow, so.
That is your weather.
I mean, you really have shown your ass this segment with your alien ant farm and your Yoo-hoo slander. If there's one person I hate more than Kenny Walker at this facility, it is you.
It's the most insulting thing
Walker
you've ever
like, Kenny Walker tunes in to get some Dolphins talk. He's like, what is going on there?
You know he's being blown up right now, too. Like, somebody from the Dolphins is listening. They're like, bro, right. They're crushing you on the radio.
What's wrong? What did you guys do? It was Jimmy Garcia who said it all, Kenny. You're just tuning in.
No, I'm cool with Kenny Walker.
No, I don't think you are. You hate him.
No, I don't.
Well, that's not what you've told us off the air. Mm-hmm. You hate him and Gabby.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
David J. Neal, one of our favorite writers, says, tell Solana MJ's version was a top 10 hit, so it was not an automatic skip, and the video was one of the era's signature videos. That boy got no sense.
I'm not the one that called it an automatic skip. That was you.
I never said it was an automatic skip. You said, was it one of Michael Jackson's biggest hits? And it bolstered my argument that it wasn't. And that's how popular the song was. And it still wasn't one of his biggest hits.
I just think half of the popularity came because Alien Ant Farm covered it. And it was back in the spotlight. Same reason why it was back in the spotlight.
I am going to bash you over the head tomorrow with a can of Yoo-Hoo.
Perfect. Nobody's going to drink it anyways. At least it'll be put to good use.
It's great to be a Miami Hurricane, even with one loss. And if you haven't treated yourself to some new Canes gear to celebrate this season, what are you waiting for? You got the final home game of the season, Saturday, November 23rd against Wake Forest. That's a noon game. You know where to get all your Canes and local sports merch. Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Canes, Panthers, Dolphins, everything from shirts and hats to shorts and jerseys and everything in between. And all your tailgating item needs as well. Tents, glasses, shot glasses, bumper stickers, absolutely everything. Caneswear in Davie, they've got you covered. If you're looking for a new Panthers jersey, maybe you're going tonight or Thursday or Saturday, Caneswear has it. Thinking about some early holiday shopping for the sports fans on your list? Get it all at Caneswear. Visit the store in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to La Spada's, or you could shop online at caneswear.com. If you've never been to the store, you're not going to believe just how much stuff they have in there. It is great to be a Miami Hurricane. Time to get geared up. Head over to Caneswear in Davie on University Drive, or visit caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. All right, going to do a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You ready, Solana, for some studs and duds from last night's Dolphins game?
Hawk, there's actually some breaking news regarding the Miami Dolphins, and it's not good. Breaking news. Austin Jackson, I'm seeing here Adam Beasley tweeted out, a bunch of people. Austin Jackson will have knee surgery, out for the year, per Mike McDaniel.
Ah, that sucks. Yeah, we saw yesterday before the game, they placed him on IR. So now he's gone for the season.
And regarding Kendall Fuller, says he's in concussion protocol. Quote, I'm concerned about his well-being. Don't have a timeline. He's out for Sunday.
That sucks.
Damn.
According to Joe Shad, Dolphins now have a 23.9% chance to make the playoffs, according to Pro Football Network. So,
not where you wanted to be.
Here are studs and duds from last night's game. This is according to Dolphins Wire in USA Today. Stud Calais Campbell. By halftime, the Dolphins' ageless defensive lineman already had a sack and tipped two of Matthew Stafford's passes. One of those tips resulted in an interception for Anthony Walker Jr. that set Miami up in range for a second quarter field goal. Campbell, who is in his 17th NFL season, has been arguably the Dolphins' most valuable defensive player in 2024. That's wild. I don't think anyone saw that coming.
I definitely didn't. Bro, but he is.
I know you didn't.
Hawk, like, the fact that he's able to get his hand on the football and teams are scheming against him now, sending extra bodies his way, and he's still able to make plays the way he's doing, it's crazy. Man, the entire front yesterday deserves a ton of credit.
Stud, Dolphins pass rush.
Yeah.
a Miami pass rush that's been non-existent for most of the season went up against a Rams offensive line that's as healthy as it's been all year, and somehow the Dolphins' front ended up wreaking havoc all night. Chop Robinson, Calais Campbell, Quinton Bell, and Javon Holland all recorded sacks. Jordan Brooks tackled Stafford for a 13-yard loss that wasn't counted as a sack because it was determined to be a run play. They do deserve a ton of credit after yesterday's game.
Javon laid a hit on Matt, Stafford last night. I was jacked the hell up, but that was awesome. Like Quinton Bell getting into the backfield, getting the strip sack, and then to have Chop Robinson finally get like a legitimate sack yesterday was cool as hell.
Dud from last night's game. Tua Tagovailoa's tackling technique. Tua throwing an interception in the second quarter was bad. His decision to dive headfirst into the Rams' Christian Roseboom, taking a knee to the head in the process, was even worse. Fortunately for the Dolphins, their starting quarterback was unfazed by the contact to his head. Tua said after the game, "I wasn't planning on using my head to get him. That was pretty bad tackling form. Pretty terrible." Yeah, don't do that again.
What's he doing?
Like, don't do that again. Like, and they're all coached. You see so many quarterbacks. They throw a pick. They walk off. They get out of the way. Like,
well, I mean, he saved.
You want to make yourself
saved.
You want to make yourself an impediment to maybe force a guy inbounds or out of bounds so someone can tackle him. But don't do what you did there, Tua. Don't put your head down at his knees.
He saved a pick six, potentially. So cool. But what are you doing? You put your knee down and your helmet forward into the guy who's running full speed at you. Tua's frustrating as hell sometimes with stuff like that. Quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions, Hawk, fine. But to run headfirst into DeMar Hamlin was just mind-numbing. And then this play, again, puts his head out in front as a guy's running full speed at him. What are you doing?
Another stud from last night, Jalen Ramsey. We've talked about him. Matthew Stafford completed 32 passes, racked up 293 yards through the air, but it was far from a dominant performance for the Rams quarterback. Those numbers came on 46 attempts, and the most important stat of all was his zero touchdown passes. While chunk plays came against Kendall Fuller, Kader Kohu, and Cam Smith, throwing in Ramsey's direction was a fruitless endeavor. On top of some lockdown coverage against the Rams' duo of star receivers, Ramsey was a reliable tackler who made a few big stops as well.
A low-key revenge game for him.
Dud Dolphins run game. Dolphins' first rush of the game was an 18-yard end-around touchdown for rookie wide receiver Malik Washington. From then on, not much worked on the ground for Miami. Devon Achane only managed to pick up 37 yards on 12 carries, and it was even tougher sledding for rookie Jalen Wright, who managed just 3 yards on 5 carries. Stud, discipline. There were 7 penalties called Monday night. 6 of them were against the Rams. The only flag thrown for a penalty against the Dolphins was an unsportsmanlike conduct on special teamer Saran Neal for spending a little too much time running out of bounds on a punt. After shooting themselves in the foot, often in 3 straight games, in those 1-score losses, Miami avoided those kinds of mistakes in Week 10. So for studs and duds, a lot of studs to go around, not very many duds. We'll take that kind of game any day of the week. All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with more.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
I think we saw the age difference earlier this hour when you were arguing that Alien Ant Farm and their version of Smooth Criminal is better than Michael Jackson and his version of Smooth Criminal. I am imagining that there might be a little disconnect here, age-based as well, on one of the celebrity birthdays today. Al Michaels turns 80 today. Do you have a reaction when you hear Al Michaels, say, on Thursday Night Football on Prime Video, unlike the reaction I have, which is it's comfort food? I love Al Michaels. The guy can do no wrong, in my opinion. I've grown up listening to him, And while he's 80 and maybe less excited about certain moments on the football field than an announcer nowadays would be, Al Michaels to me is beyond criticism. Where are you?
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. I don't want to criticize Al Michaels. Dude's a legendary broadcaster, but I don't like his style, personally, for me. I mean, it's not just one game, it's every game. Could be the most exciting game-winning touchdown, and he just talks the highlight out like how we're talking right now. I don't like that. I like Kevin Harlan, you know, Joe Buck. Like, I like those guys who are going to give you something. They're going to give you enthusiasm in a call, and Al Michaels just doesn't have it on
Amazon
Prime.
I mean, gave you
Prime.
One of the most iconic calls of all time, though.
For
Do
sure.
You believe in miracles?
That's why I'm saying I'm not hating on Al Michaels, because I don't want this to turn into, oh, he sucked. Like, no. I mean, he's clearly a legend for a reason. There's a reason why he has that Thursday night spot on Amazon Prime. But, Hawk, you would agree that there are some calls while watching Al Michaels that you would expect to hear a little more, I don't know, enthusiasm or
yeah,
or just
no, I'm
excitement.
With you. I feel sometimes for Kirk Herbstreit because he's stuck in this spot where, you know, he's got to play wingman, but Al Michaels doesn't seem as invested maybe in the game as you'd want him to be. I don't know. But, it just, for me, you know, he's Al Michaels. Like, I, you know, Do You Believe in Miracles, which was 1980, by the way. So 44 years later, we're still quoting one of his calls. That's pretty iconic.
Is it not the most iconic? One of the most iconic sports calls?
It might be the most iconic sports call. I'd have to really give that some thought and some research. It's certainly on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it's between that or remember Eric Reed, the Yabba Dabba Doo call when LeBron James
Yabba
dunked?
Dabba Doo. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's up there.
Or Udonis, you did it.
Right. Kaboom, of course.
Or Adetokunbo.
Adetokunbo for three.
He's probably driving to the game like what a bunch of a-holes those guys are. I love Eric Reed. But we believe that Adetokunbo call was not him mispronouncing Giannis Antetokounmpo. It was that Giannis, when he first came into the league, was pronouncing his last name differently.
Yeah. Because E. Reed,
right?
E. Reed is always prepared. I mean, nobody prepares
for him. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
he wouldn't get it that wrong.
Even though it was Giannis's first year, he was a rookie when this happened, and nobody had Giannis on their radar as, like, superstar or up-and-coming star. He was just going to be, you know, a nice wing player who had freak athleticism. So it's possible that comes into the game kind of late. The Bucks were no good at that point, and nobody knew who Giannis Antetokounmpo was, and he just got his name wrong, which is why everybody else got Giannis's name wrong also.
I remember somebody bringing him up, I think his first year. I must have been doing the show with Zach Krantz at that time, and I called him just another European white stiff. I did. I had no idea who he was. I was like, oh, guys from Greece? Yeah, good luck.
Still better effort than Fat Joe.
Sarabatudo.
That, admittedly, is not a great pronunciation of Antetokounmpo. Sarabatudo.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.